While the streets of much of Europe are relatively empty, in Sweden it's a different story. Here's an account of the Swedish city of Malmö in recent days, as reported by the Guardian newspaper. Outdoors, couples stroll arm in arm in the spring sunshine. Malmö's cafe terraces do a brisk trade. On the beach and surrounding parkland, there were picnics and barbecues this weekend. The adjoining skate park and playground were rammed. No one was wearing a mask. But over 200 university professors and researchers have called on their government to respond with tougher measures. Professor Carl Henrik Helden is one of them. He's from the Department of Medical Biochemistry and Microbiology at Uppsala University. He's also chairman of the board of the Nobel Foundation, but he's speaking with us in a personal capacity this morning. Professor Henrik Helden, good morning, and thank you for taking our call today.
Good morning.
Tell me about how Sweden is managing the spread of coronavirus, because they've had over 4,000 positive cases and 180 deaths so far.
Yes.
And how is Sweden managing the spread?
Well, the government has introduced a number of measures during the last week, which has happened after this petition was formulated. For instance, now the assemblies has been limited to 50 people. It was allowed 500 before. There is also some restrictions at restaurants. They are still open, but people need to be served sitting down at their tables. And after ski, the ski resorts has been closed. And also there is a commitment to make testing more wide. And this goes both for test for who is infected and also for who is immune. And yesterday the government also introduced a forbid to visit homes for elderly. And I think that these measurements are all very, very reasonable and steps in the right direction. Otherwise, the policy of the government is to give recommendations to people how to behave and how to deal with the pandemic. And I think that overall this has worked rather well.
Why do you think Sweden has been slower to restrict people's movements compared to your neighbours in Norway and Denmark, for example?
Well, different countries have to make their own judgments. I think in Sweden there is overall a rather good trust towards the authorities and the government. And if the government make recommendations, people normally follow those. And I think this is the most important thing here in Sweden, which has made it possible to be a little bit less forbidding and leave it to people to take responsibility on their own.
Do you feel safe?
I feel fairly safe, yes. And I do follow the recommendations. I do go to work and I keep distance to my colleagues and I wash my hands regularly and often and thorough.
But the streets are more crowded, people are gathering in bigger numbers, life is far less restrictive in Sweden.
Well, I live in Uppsala, which is a rather small town, and I go to and from work by bike. So for me, it's not difficult sort of to be at distance from people.
Do you want Sweden to introduce more measures?
I think that the government is following very carefully the development, and they have assured us that they are prepared to take more severe measurements if they feel that that is needed. And I have confidence that they can make appropriate judgments built on the advice they get from the experts.
Professor
and I should say that I myself is a cancer researcher. I am not an epidemiologist. I'm not a virologist.
Professor Carl Henrik Helden, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning from Sweden, from the Department of Medical Biochemistry and Microbiology at Uppsala University in the north of the country. 7:41 now.